Christian Voice News, your global link.
ZESCO target 24-hour electricity supply. Clergy urges political leaders to embrace policy consistency and ethical leadership. And dozens missing after boat carrying 200 migrants sinks off Gambia. Good afternoon with the lunchtime news at 13 hours. I am Christabel Kamana. ZESCO Limited says it is making efforts to ensure the country attains a 24-hour electricity supply. Company Stakeholder Relations Manager Rose CBC explains that having sufficient water levels in reservoirs, power imports and investment in alternative energy sources does not automatically translate into an interrupted power supply, as the utility company must carefully plan power projections, taking into account possible disruptions caused by technical faults such as power tripping during the rainy season, as well as vandalism of the core infrastructure. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Ms. CBC said electricity supply cannot always be accurately predicted because it depends on the source of generation, making it difficult for ZESCO to strictly adhere to scheduled supply hours. The rainy season brings good rains that goes into the reservoir for power generation. It also causes technical faults such as tripping, which may be difficult for the utility company to supply 24-hour service, said Ms. CBC.
The thing about electricity is not a product that you can say it is going to start here and end here tomorrow, because of the source that we get it from. And yes, it seems far-fetched, but it's a reality. It is difficult to say we will be able to give you 24 hours of power because the reservoirs are now full, because we've got enough financial resources to bring in imports, because now we've got all the solar plants that are activated. That time will come, but for now we are in the process of building.
Meanwhile, Ms. CBC has dismissed claims circulating on social media suggesting that the increased power supply is linked to the 2026 general elections. She clarified that the improvement is as a result of investments in alternative energy sources, increased power imports and improved water levels in the Kariba. Ms. CBC further said the energy crisis experienced in 2025 presented an opportunity for ZESCO to harness the country's abundant natural resources such as sunlight and water available across all 10 provinces for power generation.
We looked at this crisis as an opportunity to explore leveraging on the abundant resources that Zambia has. How can we leverage on the abundant sun that we have in creating so many solar plants? How can we look at the different provinces and the strengths that they have? Which province would work better with hydropower, generating power from water? Which province would work better with generating power from the sun? So in each province now, there's a strategic solution that we have put to ensure that they continue to have power years beyond.
The anti-voter apathy project AVAP has appealed to all political parties to continue fostering peace and unity as the country heads towards the general elections. The call follows the recently concluded local government by-elections held on Wednesday, 31st December 2025, in central and western provinces, where the United Party for National Development won all 4 seats. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, AVAP Executive Director Ritual Mulwani stressed the importance of political parties guiding their members away from acts of violence. Stakeholders such as the church, civil society organization and the media, among others, should champion the nation of peace, said Mr. Mulwani. He further urged authorities to ensure fairness and equal treatment of all political parties in order to create a balanced political environment ahead of the general elections. Mr. Mulwani also called on the opposition Patriotic Front PF to resolve its internal disputes through dialogue, warning that continued divisions could lead to avoidable tensions and conflict.
Yeah, sometimes the political parties become weak in terms of their policies and structures, and we expect that we need to go into the 2026 general election in a very peaceful manner. We are aware that each state came up with a timetable, and the nominations are selected towards the May, somewhere there, around there. So we want to see that political parties settle down. But we know that already now what is going on, you can see that the opposition is uncomfortable the way the UCND administration is handling matters in the country. We have not agreed on the constitution making process. You remember what has happened. Already now we can see that we may see a few kinds of here and there, but our appeal is that we must be able to dialogue as a nation and then agree how we are going to proceed towards this election. So that, you know, the Public Order Act actually is a source of conflict in this country. Already the Public Order Act has not been revised, has not been appealed, has not been replaced by that bill. Already the bill is not made into law, so already we can see that the police is going to use the Public Order Act. And you know what that means. It means that the opposition may be disadvantaged, and this is why we're calling the UPND administration to really ensure that the Public Order Act is not abused by the police to disadvantage the opposition. It must be a level playing field where all political parties must agree and they must be treated equally, and no political party must be disadvantaged. That is a source of conflict, it's a source of violence in our nation.
All right. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you.
Glorious Gospel Bible Church presiding Bishop Benson Tsenga has called on political leaders to embrace consistency and discipline in governance, saying steady principles and small daily disciplines are key to achieving lasting national progress. Bishop Tsenga says leadership at all levels, from households and communities to national offices, must be grounded in discipline and clear values. He noted that small disciplines produce great results, adding that inconsistency in leadership weakens institutions and public trust. Speaking on Christian Voice Chatback program today, Bishop Tsenga emphasized the need for leaders to consistently uphold virtues such as love, equity, equality and fairness, describing them as essential foundations for good governance. There is need for political leaders to remain faithful to their responsibilities, as integrity in public service attracts favor from God and strengthens democracy, said Bishop Tsenga. He has also appealed to civil society and church leaders to remain committed to their calling and duties, particularly in proclaiming the gospel and promoting social values such as love, justice and equity across society.
In leadership, whether it's at a domestic household level, community level or national level, small disciplines produce great results. Our Lord challenges us actually in the gospel according to Saint Luke. So we are calling for consistency in terms of political policies, you know, among political leaders. We need to see consistency, because that is what beats intensity. To have intensity that lacks consistency, the result can be catastrophic. The result.
We now join Chela Silomba with the latest on the money markets.
It's a happy new year on your number one radio station, updating on the business side, the first day in terms of update for you for the year 2026, trading to a strong kwacha, which is trading on a very strong 22.25 sell, and buying at 21.85. I'm quoting Standard Bank straight up. Upside also went down from what they did before, just before we entered the new year. They are trading at 22.3 and buying at 21.90. They were buying at 21.95. So the strong kwacha with us, and I'd like to believe just probably a demand as we start looking at China holidays and people importing things out of China. So this coming week I can see a demand for the currency and high likely a depreciation of the kwacha, probably by 20 kwacha or so forth. And here it is, 20 ngwe or so forth. But here it is, international market, 1.17 is the euro, 1.34 is the pound, African rand on 16.53, Chinese one strong 6.98, Indian rupee losing some ground, 90.18 and 156 in case you are driving a Japanese car. And those going into Qatar, Dubai, 3.5.